Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Cheryl Costa, description of humongous, slow-moving object. That's got to be overwhelming.
It was a big triangular thing, football field long, red light on the bottom, three glowing globes in the back, this very persistent, pulsing, humming sound. And it was just leisurely moving along. I went inside, sketched it the best I could, wrote down the time, all that kind of stuff, and I didn't have the courage to file a UFO report. Even though I was very well read on the topic matter, I just didn't have the courage to do it at the time. A year later, I'm writing a UFO column, but at that time, I didn't. When I started writing my UFO column, I was looking through some National UFO Reporting Center data, and by golly, a nurse on the coming off shift about 3:30 in the morning on an opposite hill here in Syracuse reported it. You know, and she's looking over from the opposite hill and she could see it going off to the northwest, you know. So that gave me confirmation of, you know, wow, you know, somebody else saw this thing besides me. So,
okay, so, you know, my skeptical brain goes to, okay, slow moving. Fairly quiet, but not entirely quiet, craft, lighter than air craft. There are some enormous lighter than air craft, not just your simple Zeppelins either, different shapes.
That's been proposed by three aeronautical engineers that I know. So, you know, I simply tell the story. If you want to debunk it, feel free to debunk it.
Well, we have to consider the alternatives, right? Like what makes you think that craft was something alien as opposed to something that we've made, but just, you know, highly unusual for you to see it? And I ask the question seriously. I'm not being a debunker or trying to
I didn't to say it was from another dimension. I didn't say it was from another dimension. I didn't say it was from another planet. I simply told you what the shape of the bloody thing was.
Oh,
that's
okay.
It.
Okay, well, people will have an impression. Like, did you have the impression that you were looking at a mothership, or did you have the impression that you were looking at something, you know, some sort of man-made craft?
I don't know what it was. Now, since that time, I've had people tell me that there's a possibility our government may have developed a kind of a stealth technology, you know, like a helium-filled thing like that, that could fly at extremely, very, very slow speeds, very, very low altitude type of thing that could go in quite literally at treetop height and not be detected by radars and things like this. Yes, that's entirely possible. And I've talked to some military pilots who said, yeah, that kind of thing could be possible, but we've never heard of it.
Was your impression of it something out of this world, or was it just kind of...
My impression was, it was 3:30 in the morning. It was shock and awe. That's all it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, there was a kid up in Herkimer, New York, a few years before. It was in the middle of the winter. A lot of snow on the ground. He took his snowmobile over to a friend's house down the road at another farm to work on homework. And he was coming back. His snowmobile began sputtering, and it quit. Suddenly, it's dead. He doesn't hear the noise of it. And he hears a pulsing, humming sound. And it blotted out all the stars. And he saw essentially the same thing. It was something I read much later. When it went over the power lines, not the regular power lines, but the state, the grid, electricity was arcing up to it.
Oh, that's really interesting. Like, because I find this quite
fascinating. But I can't sit here and go through the debunking with you because I'm not here to debunk. I'm here to tell you about 167,000 reports.
Right. Okay. This is a fascinating experience. And people react differently when faced with these experiences. And, I mean, if you don't mind, I find it very interesting to see how people react. Like, we have talked to many people on the show who have had experiences.
I get sick of being needled about it. That's why I don't normally talk about it. I get sick of being needled.
Hey, I'm not needling you. Just like I'm very interested in your reaction because of the types of reaction that other people have.
People are always asking me, why didn't you pull out your cell phone and take a picture? I was too overwhelmed going, oh my, you know, that type of thing.
We had, for example, Preston Dennett, one of our other favorite guests, on, and he was out with a person who said that they could make it so that they could see a UFO if they go to this particular area and one would appear. And so he took them up on the offer and went out there. And we're talking about a pretty seasoned UFO investigator author. And the same thing happened to him. He said this golden orb was in the forest, and he was so overwhelmed, he even had his camera with him and didn't think to take the picture. And so this seems to be one of the things that happens with people. It becomes like a deer in the headlights kind of thing. Like, I mean, with something moving at 30 miles an hour, I'm not sure what the roads were like in your area, but, I mean, you could have followed it with your car or whatever, you know? Like, but people just, for whatever reason, they don't think of doing that. And I'm just kind of curious why, you know?
If it had been, upstate New York is hilly, okay? To try and follow it, I would have to work through a whole bunch of residential streets to try and get onto a main drag to try and make any kind of attempt to follow it. And I'm not going to be watching the road. I'm going to be watching it. I would have been in a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, if we were out on a long country road with a long, empty road out in desert or something like that, yeah, I can see chasing it. Lonnie Zamora did that back in the 60s, but this is other people have reported things like that. But in my case, I was just coming home from work, standing there looking at the sky, and there it was. And Dave Marler had a long talk about this, and he's the expert on triangles.
Well, you're not the only person to have seen these large craft either. And even in your area where you saw it, there's the Hudson Valley sightings and all the rest of them. So, I mean, these large craft seem to be part of the picture. And if we go back to Stan Friedman again, he'd say, well, yeah, these motherships are very real. And what we're seeing with the smaller ones are some kind of shuttle or probe or something like that.
Would you like to know about shuttles, probes, and motherships?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Here in America, we have this attitude of reporters come to me, and, you know, they don't, you probably notice a lot of them, you know, the first thing you lead to is aliens, you know, where are they from? What do they eat? You know, I used to hear people say to me, what's the number one? What's the mega sighting thing we have? The light in the sky guy. And it's not that big a deal, you know. But I had a reporter come to me when that picture came out a couple months ago from 2019 USS Omaha, had that infrared picture of a sphere. Okay? I had a reporter call me up from the West Coast and say, hey, are spheres a thing? And I said, yeah, it's the number 3 silhouette that's reported. I mean, there's a lot of them. I said, in the last 20 years, 17,150. And the guy about fell off his chair. Again, even the reporters are believing these things are rare. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Actually, that's interesting because you're obviously more updated on the stats. But, you know, back going through all the books and stuff that I've got, most of them say that actually spheres were the most common, I think. And then the triangles came along, and I'm not sure how that worked out. But please continue.
Okay. So let's go there. So everybody was always big into these big numbers. What's the most prominent thing? The truth is in the tiny numbers. Okay, and I found a shape that is so far down on the graph, you can't hardly tell its profile number on the chart from the line on the bottom of the graph. It was so small. So we did a report of just that one and blew it up, and this particular shape only had about 35, 40 sightings a year. Doesn't sound like much. Hell, I showed it to a couple of people. Well, Cheryl, that's not a trend. Okay.
We're taking apart the numbers here, trying to make sense of UFO cases, what it means, and the specific things about them. that are worth checking further. Cheryl, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Cheryl, you're talking here about a little over 36 cases with this particular shape?
Per year.
Okay.
Okay. About 30, 40 a year in the early 2000s. You know, when everybody was going home, in 2014, the sighting numbers were falling off by 30% a year. And they tanked by 2017, 2018, it tanked. There's a 6 to 8 year cycle with the UFO sightings. They go up and they down. They go up and they down. About a 6 to 8 year cycle. Okay?
And before you go on, let me hit you with that. Back in the 50s and 60s, we talked about UFOs and a 7 year cycle.
Yes.
Which appeared to happen until it didn't. Just pointing that out.
When we did the first book, people said, why? We only did 2001 to 2015 in the first book. People said, why didn't you go back 40 years? Okay. Well, we did sort of for this book here. We wanted to answer that question. And we got the data from MUFON and New Fork, just magnitude data. We didn't care about shapes or stories. We just wanted to know dates and times. Okay. The bottom line was there was our little 6 to 8 year cycle up and down, like a little snake crawling across the lawn. And then when you showed that 40 years worth of sightings, when it got to 2000, it added up to only about 13,150. I got that much on in 2012. People talk about the 30s, about the 40s, 50s, and 60s being the golden age of UFOs. Baby, we are in the golden age of UFOs. Okay, that's something to keep in mind. Okay, let's go back to that shape.
Exactly. That's where I was going to say, hey, let's not forget about the shape.
Well, you got me off on it with the cycle. All right.
Okay. And we don't want this show to get out of shape.
Somebody was asking me at 2017 MUFON convention. They said, well, everybody's gone home, you know. Everybody, you know, maybe Space Force chased them away. Yeah, right. Okay. So the bottom line was, I said, well, what if I told you everybody's gone home except three shapes and they're on the increase? And they said, what? Whenever this one shape shows up, that 30 to 40, in fact, right now, at that point in 2017, it was up to 100 a year. Okay? Whenever that shape shows up, teardrop and egg shapes show up. Frequencies that would suggest that they are sport craft. So if this Acorn Saturn-shaped ship, which is like the one the Japan Airlines saw in 86, it was a half a mile wide. It's a mothership, and the teardrop shape seem to be a shuttle ship, and the egg shape seem to be little scout ships. And their profiles of appearance, while more in volume, are consistent with the Saturn-shaped ship.
I find it really fascinating that you've done this comparison of shapes. What about the little tiny UFOs that people have reported them all the way down to like the size of marbles? And they can flit around and they glow and they are not insects.
I have no data on that.
Oh, okay. You know, some of them are very, very small. And then they go all the way up to these gigantic motherships.
I guess that I have no data on the little things.
The little tiny ones, yeah. Yeah, there have been reports of those as well. And most of them have been spheres as well.
Well, another thing we've identified with shapes, especially in the new book, the charts aren't all in there because we're going to produce a series of something we're getting ready to do. If we had printed all the data we have about every state right down to the municipal level and their shapes, the book would have been about 7,000 pages deep, about a foot, 6 inches deep. Okay, we can't do that.
Yeah, but you've probably got this all on some kind of computer database, though. That would be pretty fun to have a look at.
Well, it doesn't tell you anything. We only keep what, when, where, and what shape. Time. We don't keep the write-ups, okay?
Right, but even the where, like, how about urban sightings, like right in the middle
forget
of cities?
Forget them. What was I telling you?
I forget. We're both like, our minds are going to all these different places.
Well, you distracted me. It was an important point.
We were talking about waves and the different...
I told you population is a driver, but one of the things we've done because we added zip codes, what happens is if you look at it just plotting it out by dots on a map, it all seems to concentrate in the bigger metropolitan areas. But when we put back in the 2017 book, when we put county data to it, suddenly we were here in New York State, we were seeing clusters where we never had seen them before. And I was showing this to old timer MUFON investigators. Okay, say we didn't know there was a cluster there. We didn't know there was a cluster there either, right? You know, and it was because we added county data. So everybody says here in New York, oh yeah, it's Erie Frontier, Lake Erie effect. Oh yeah, it's the Hudson Valley. Well, the ground zero for UFOs in New York State is Suffolk County, Long Island. Who knew? But when you put county data to it, and nobody did but us, that's what shows up. Now that we've added zip code information, what we're able to do is areas that are in the suburbs and away from the metropolitan area, little towns, little villages, and lots of unincorporated little communities, suddenly their reports show up, and suddenly you, by plotting a zip code, you're starting to see something that competes with a major metropolitan area. Okay, because you're doing it, you've got a way to fence it in without going up to the county level, which tends to include the big city. So that's something we've perfected. The other thing we've done is the bottom line. Oh, I know what I was talking. What we were getting ready to do, we can't do all the states and all the information we want to share. So over the next 18 months, we're going to publish 50 individual state books. They're almost as thick as this new book, but it's got just the stuff for that one state. So there'll be 50 individual state books, and we're going to do 29 shapes books. They're probably just as thick, and we're printing out all the data, okay, and correlating it and compiling it and everything. So we're going to be, over the next 18 months, we're going to produce 80 books. It will be the largest compilation of compiled UFO data ever published in human history.
And that's only just in the United States, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's only USA. I don't do the other countries. Can't get the databases. I've reached out to people in Europe. I can't get the databases.
Yeah, of course, you know, and then the U.S. gets being criticized for being so, you know, U.S.-centric. Well, I mean, what about the people in your own country then? Get it together and do the work. I mean, this sounds like a lot of work for you guys to have to do.
Well, remember, I was trying to tell you, Linda and I are both former government contractors. Okay? And the first rule of government contracting is do as little work as possible. So the idea is that when you learn to do something for your customer, you develop a good process procedure so the next time you have to do this thing, it's easy to do. Okay? And keep refining it. Okay? It gets easier and easier. We didn't know what we were doing back in 2016 when we were building the first book. Okay, how to do it. Things that took us 2 months to do then, I can do in a week now. Things that took me a week to do then, I can do in a morning now. Okay, cleaning up the data, processing the data, organizing it, and merging it into the database.
Let's do our break here, and then we'll continue with Cheryl, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. ABC's Martha Raddatz interviewed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on This Week. He says we're going to look at every way to evacuate Afghanistan.
And that most capable military in the world is going to make sure that that airfield remains secure and safe. We're going to look at every way, every means possible to get American citizens, third country nationals, special immigrant visa applicants, into the airfield.
Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground. The president faces growing criticism amid a flurry of reports and images of pandemonium and occasional violence outside Kabul airport. This is USA Radio News. Multiple House Democratic centrists have fielded calls from their caucus's campaign arm that they took as a warning they would be cut off financially if they opposed the party's $3.5 trillion budget framework, according to two people familiar with the conversations. Nearly a dozen members are demanding to first vote on the Senate-passed infrastructure bill. A Colorado black father delivered a stirring speech denouncing critical race theory during a school board meeting last week. Derek Wilburn stole the show and garnered a standing ovation from other parents.
I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. And I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.
After the rousing monologue, the board members voted to ban critical race theory in the school district. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Cheryl Costa is explaining how she was involved in this project to create a huge database of sightings. Go on, please.
Okay. In 2016, when we were writing the book, people asked us how long did it take us. Well, we said 18 months. But in time-wise, we logged our time. And again, it's a habit defense contractors do because you bill your time. We logged about 2,000 hours. Now, I got to qualify something. Remember I told you I had to sit down and correct the spelling on the database for the cities, that type of thing? That augmentation process started in the second week of August in 2020 and finished the first week of January. I was putting in a five-day week. It was like going back to work at Lockheed again, okay? I was putting in a five-day week at like 6.5-7 hours a day, making these corrections to the database, okay? When we were done at the second week of January, I started working on the new book, the pink book. Make a note. Why is it pink? I'll tell you why later. It took me only 750 hours with Linda's time even in editing. It took us only 750 hours to do this book, and it's actually bigger. But we've got a refined process. Now, this process allows us to be able to generate these state books very easy. The trick is you build all these charts, you burn them into PDFs, and then you organize them like blocks into one big PDF, and then you publish the PDF with the book. And that's how we're doing it. It's a very, very rapid production process. So, like I said, over the next day, the hardest part is sitting here making sure the charts are correct and putting headers on each page. That's the time-consuming part.
That's fascinating, really. I mean, the idea that something like this could just emerge, you know, randomly out of society is just absolutely astounding in a way when you look at the scale of it and think of all the work and the time and what it represents. What are some of the insights that you've got that are maybe were or are a bit unexpected for you during the process of doing this?
Well, one of them, it's not in the book, but it's going to be in the 29 books we're doing on shapes. A majority of the shapes has seasons. times when there's less of them and times when there's more of them, and it's pretty consistent. So that blew George Knapp away when I told him that we were noticing that there's seasonal differences with certain shapes, and that was kind of interesting. And it's a lot of things, and all this research I'm doing presently with the zip codes, we're seeing some amazing stuff there. Not every state has a uniform concentration of certain shapes, okay? Certain shapes tend to dominate down in the south, from the southwest to Florida, that type of thing. Some things are, we only really see the majority of them up in the northern states. It's weird. So this is some of the cool stuff we're doing. When we do these shapes books, we're going to be able to literally drill down. There's 33 shapes in the between the databases, but three or four of these things are like NA, unknown, those kinds of categories. They're not actually a definable shape, but the 29 definable shapes, we're going to build a book for every one of them.
We've heard in the past that there are people who would, you know, love to see this kind of a database be made publicly accessible somehow on the internet, where people could go in and enter in search parameters and so on, and use it for study. Is that a possibility or
no?
Okay,
no. So it's proprietary data, and I got two attorneys that will tell you that. Because, see, it's not just the raw data. You can go to MUFON and Newfork and get that data. Okay, that's the raw data. You can get that data. What we've done with it, we've built algorithms into the data. This is big data we're talking about. And this is what Google does. This is what Amazon does. You know, we've built our own algorithms into the data. So I just can't give you that because that's the proprietary secret sauce. There's data we produce that is not in the raw data.
Right, but I guess that's separate from the idea of
giving it away for
sharing
free.
Information.
Everybody's been asking me to give it away for free, and I say, "Will you come over and mow my lawn?" No. Well, you want me to give my labor away for free? Between both books, we got 6,000 hours into this thing, and yet people want me to give it away for free. No, I'm not. In fact, I hit somebody last week, wanted me to make the whole thing available on the internet for free. And we told them not no, but hell no. Okay? Now, I've got a situation right now where I'm probably going to be a part of a national television series, okay, regarding this topic matter, okay? And my entertainment attorney in L.A. has got very, very strict instructions. They will not own the rights to my database, okay? We're real touchy about this. This is proprietary stuff.
I can tell. It's like, okay, you know, it's just, I mean, you know, you have every right to be that way with it. And I think it's just, we're fortunate enough to have you do all of this work and make it available to us in the first place. It was just,
Most people,
I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, let me explain something. I've had a lot of people come to me and ask for the database. And I said, well, what are you looking for? Well, you know, I want to see what kinds of sightings were in there. The sighting data is not there. We took that out. It was the first thing we filtered out of the database material when we were sanitizing it. It's too big to maintain. So we got rid of it. All we were interested in was what shape it was, date, time, shape, city
location.
And state.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Okay. Everything else we extrapolate based on the core data. And people seem to think that we've got this plethora of great sighting stories. No, there's nothing there. We don't have that. We only kept the raw statistical data. You can't do statistical stuff with stories. There's no anecdotals in our database.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's just we could say, okay, well, you know, if other people might have other variables that they would like to see added into the database. And
I have invited people. I had a guy came to me about a month ago. And he said, hey, can you correlate it to this? It was catastrophes and disasters. And I said, I'll make you a deal. Here's the columns I want you to put this into. If you guys will go, if you will, you and your friends will get together and look all these catastrophes and things up by date, date and time, state, whatever, all the states affected, and put them in the columns in a spreadsheet and share it to me. I'll link it to my database and I'll give you all the reports you want.
Well, yeah, we can't do that. That's too much work.
Exactly. You know, isn't it great how people always have these great ideas, but nobody wants to do the work?
There's a saying in statistics, just because you want a statistic doesn't mean it exists.
Yeah, you got to go out and do the work. You got to get it. I mean, I guess there's not really much of a point in asking you then, well, you know, for example,
well,
we talk about waves. For example,
hold your thought.
Okay, sure.
I have told people, in fact, it's in the book. We give them a special email called reports@CherylCosta.com. If you want a specific type of report run, I'm happy to run it for you. But wow, I'm not going to give you my database. I have had one request in 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good to know, though.
I got a plot that I do, and I offered it to, 2019. I was speaking at the MUFON convention. They set up a special presentation for me to come in and talk to like 150 MUFON investigators, because some of them were there for their re-upping, their training, and all that kind of stuff, right? And so I got to talk to specifically MUFON investigators, and I told them I can run a chart that will give you, in 12 pages, it will give you sighting counts day by day for every year of the database. It's 12 pages, one page for each month. It's got the days of the month going down the left-hand column, 20 years going across the top, and what's going down in the number is the raw amount of sightings per day. In the United States, there's an average of about 25 sightings total a day, as little as 23. I've had seen as much as 200, but basically it's about 25 sightings a day for the state.
Let's break here, folks. With Cheryl, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Breaking down some fascinating statistical studies of UFO cases across the U.S. with Cheryl Costa. One more segment, then she, I believe, is going to hang with us for after the Paracast because I've got about 20,000 questions to ask her.
Okay, one of the things we put in the book is we did an averages thing. Giving an example, Arizona. Arizona had, over 20 years, 6583 for sightings, okay? That breaks down to an average of about 329 a year, 27 a month, and about 6 a week, and maybe 1 a day. And we did this for every state. In fact, it's on a header page for every state. Plus, we have a report in the back that puts it all on one page for the entire United States. The amount of sightings on an individual day is not that big. And for most states, it's only one or two a day. Arizona is a big state. They're only averaging about one a day unless there's something special. This day-by-day chart I was just explaining to you, I can go down and I can see clusters on it. I'll give you an example. April 16, 2008, Indiana. Indiana averages about 2 sightings a week. And on this particular day, nationally, instead of 23 sightings a day, suddenly there were 60. I did a breakout report for April 16, 2008, and all the other states that were listed were onesie-twosies. Indiana had 25 of those 60. Okay, when I did a deeper one in, because I got county data, it came down to 2 counties, and all of a sudden they were adjoining counties, and they had a cluster event in those 2 counties and about 12 municipalities. And I've identified probably 150 places like that that you've never heard of that had a one-day flap. I talk to television producers all the time, and I tell them this, well, can we still go to Roswell? It's like talking to goldfish. It really is. We wanted to do a show. We proposed a show to one network called UFO Roadshow. We go to some of these places that have had these, and they're usually not big metropolitan areas. Some of these places are not much more than a cattle crossing with a general store that sells Haagen-Dazs and a VFW or a Grange. That's about it. What we wanted to do is send an advance guide there, put some advertising out, give a presentation down at the VFW hall about it, kind of like I do at UFO conferences, invite people in to see it, and then, did anybody remember this event from April 16, 2000? And you got a built-in casting call for people who are going to step up and see the camera and say, yeah, I'll tell you what I saw that day, that kind of thing. Producers are going, bloop, bloop, bloop.
It sounds like a pretty good idea to me. You know, that reminds me of like what Chad Lewis is doing. You know, if you've heard of him, and he goes out and investigates all of these obscure places where these strange things have happened. It's a perfectly viable way to create a show. I can't see why anybody wouldn't jump at the chance, especially
you would think
with
so.
The kind of information so. That you've got going there. Sounds good to me.
You know what's happened in the last year or so, especially since we came out of COVID? Streaming went through the roof during COVID. So all the major big players started buying up streaming entities. In one example, let's see, Disney bought the Fox streaming functions. Discovery bought Science Channel and Travel Channel. And different other ones picked up different things. One of the people who's working with me, they were talking to me rather regularly, and about 4 months ago, nobody would take my phone calls. They were under a restriction. They couldn't talk to anybody, and they got picked up by a major entity as well. You know, they called me up about 2 weeks ago and said, hey, we're back. You know, we are now under our parent company is da-da. And I'm going, oh, my, isn't that impressive? We'll see what happens. I got two different producers who've got options with me to do shows fueled by our data.
With all this stuff that you put together, thousands, hundreds of thousands of sightings, what do you think at this point you've learned that can help us solve this mystery?
That's tough. We've learned a lot. We learn where they hang out. We learn what seasons they hang out in. That's all the easy stuff. People ask me all the time, where's the UFO hotspots? And my answer is there a specific state, a specific city, a specific county, a specific zip code, a specific shape, a specific time of year? It's not as easy as saying, if you go to this hill, you'll see them all the time. You know, no, it's not like that. I tell people, if you really want to see a UFO, go to Los Angeles County or Maricopa County, Arizona, which is essentially Phoenix. Maricopa County has more sightings than 33 individual states. L.A. County has more sightings than 39 individual states.
Okay, so being that I live in Maricopa County, I live in UFO Central then.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
well,
do.
I'm,
Phoenix is number one.
They're never around. When I look, they're never around. When they see me, I think it's a conspiracy. I'm not being serious. I'm not being mysterious. And therefore, when I look out, I don't see it. I mean, literally speaking, when we had the Phoenix Lights, what, 1997? And while that was happening, I was sitting here at my desk, the same desk, by the way, that I have here now. The same desk with different computer, writing a book on technology. Flying out there, didn't see it. That's what always happens to me.
That just makes the point that we started off way back at the beginning of the show, where people actually have to put down their phones and their technology and go outside.
Thank you.
And look up at the sky.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's E.T.
Coming home from work in 2012, I had just closed the garage door and went in the house. I would never have seen that triangle.
Yeah, I do something very similar. It sounds like, I'm not sure if, you know, you say you have this little ritual, but I kind of do the same thing. When I go out to my driveway to get into my car, I stop for a second and I have a look up at the sky to see what's going on. And I've seen some things that are kind of like, well, okay, that's not exactly a UFO hovering over my house, but that was kind of weird, like whatever that was, you know? People just really need to be more observant about what happens. I was in the middle of downtown Calgary when this International Space Station came over, and it was one of the times when it came over during the daytime, but you could see it because it was so reflective. And I kid you not, I was the only person standing on the street downtown looking up at the sky watching it go over. Everybody else is walking by oblivious like they were in the Matrix or something.
Yep.
What's worse is I see people walking in the street. I used to learn as a kid, look both ways when you cross the street because there are a lot of crazy people there. And certainly living in the Phoenix area, living in New York, living in a lot of different places with a lot of wacky drivers, you have to be safe. Instead, they're looking right down at their phone. It could be an iPhone. It could be a Samsung Galaxy. They're looking down at their phone. And you think, wait a minute, I'm driving and I've want to make sure I don't hit anybody. But they're sure not making it easy. Cheryl Costa, can you tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you do, Where do they find you?
Okay, they don't.
Well, okay, that ends that.
Honest to God, we don't want to be found. We really don't. If you want our books, go to Amazon. They have our books exclusively. You go to Amazon, you do the search tab there for books, and if you put in Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Costa, C-O-S-T-A, you'll get our UFO books. This, the first one is the white one, 2017. It's 2001 and 2015. There's a book up there called The UFO Beat. It's got all my 238 articles from 7 years at the newspaper, if you want a good read. And then the new book, it's bright pink. And you can flag in an aircraft with this thing. So that's 2001 to 2020, and those are the three ones to get.
Looks bright enough to even flag an Uber driver, okay? Hey, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. For some reason, Facebook does not accept the Paracast.com link. But we're on there with a couple of things. Maybe we're just going to get off that place and give up Facebook. That's it. People tell us that. We have branded merchandise at theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop, where we have logos from Randall, from Red Pill Junkie, from our original designer, with great merchandise, T-shirts, throw pillows, everything, theparacast.shop. Check theparacast.plus for a special subscription package consisting of the After the Paracast podcast, where Cheryl will be back to answer some questions about what all those stats mean. We'll get into more deep, dark, and dirty stuff there. And then we have this show, Free of the Network Ads. Go to theparacast.plus. We have a special deal, such a deal, if you use the coupon code UFO20, when you check out for a lifetime subscription, it's 20% off. Theparacast.plus. Cheryl Costa, always great to have you on. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.